Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 5th of October, recording at 7:30 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, is today the day when all those fabulously performing stock markets, and I do mean all of them all around the world since mid-August, suddenly realized that they couldn't ignore this rising oil price any longer? Well, it may be, but no downward dynamics in here today. The Dow's down 38 as I speak. It has been down 50 or so. The S&P's only down 139. NASDAQ just up a tiny fraction. And we had some gains paired in Europe today. Ditto in Asia. A bit of a pause, which markets are certainly entitled to overall. But the factors that I've talked about all along, the improving odds for a rally that carried not only well through the fourth quarter of this year, but quite probably into the first quarter of this year, what I originally sort of estimated as about a 55-45 possibility, that has increased. That has possibility increased, but crowding in on the, as I said yesterday, and that's based entirely on the technical action that I actually see. But what is forcing its way onto center stage, and everybody's thinking, is this oil price? Now, it's great for companies like BP and British Gas and so on, and not to mention all those wonderful Russian producers. But is it good for stock markets? No, indeed it isn't. So that's one concern. You remember I said the three factors that I felt we really needed to see when I came back on the 31st of August and sort of, to my surprise, found the technical evidence to look really quite good. And I highly qualified my upside comment saying I wanted Bush to stay ahead in the polls. Actually, I put oil first. I wanted oil not to run up, let alone above $50. Well, it's done just exactly that. And Bush to stay ahead in the polls. Well, even that's in question now. And for their for the upward pressure on interest rates to abate. And that, I think, has certainly happened. We saw Trichet's comments the other day from the ECB saying that they'd have to factor that in, and people quite rightly took that as a signal that he was going to hold back on raising short-term interest rates. But this oil, as I say, is a problem. We're at 51.14 as I speak, up 123. So, well, how to actually play it? I've increased longs, as you know, not dramatically, I'll still give this stock market rally the benefit of the doubt until I see some clear deterioration. But I am worried about the oil, although, mind you, I'm playing that sector with that additional purchase of BP. That was a small one. My big position is in natural gas, which soared today. You can see those charts, and I hope that some of you have that as well. Okay, what about the government bonds? Not much going on here today. Unchanged on the U.S. Treasuries. They steadied up a wee bit yesterday, as is the JGBs today. I'm protecting my JGBs, where I've got a fairly biggish position, with a trailing stop. I have a smaller position in the U.S. Treasuries. No great rocket science in working that out on my part. It's partly the contract size that I actually opened. That's a roundabout, waffly way of saying that I actually took out a far bigger position in the JGBs, not entirely aware that I was doing so at the time. But I'm happy with that, because maybe it was some subconscious urge to do so, because I think the JGBs are the better bet long term. How to play the treasuries? I haven't put in a trailing stop in here yet, but if they were to steady up without any sort of dynamic, I might add to that position. As I said to you before, I'll add to it up or down, assuming that it continues to look like it's going to work in my favor. But both those are in profit. right now. As is going back to the stock markets, my Nikkei speculations, but they're in jeopardy if this oil price continues to push up. And I noticed that second section index in Japan was down a tad in here today. What else to mention here? Well, this euro backed away, as you know, from that 124, even though it had broken above 124 and held it for a couple of days last week, fell back yesterday, but is steadier in here today, up 38 ticks at 123.26. But there's not a whole heck of a lot going on in these currency markets, and I'm very glad not to be doing anything there myself. They're just extending ranges, and those will eventually produce some fairly big moves, no doubt. Now, I won't try to predetermine what those moves will be. I'll let the market give me the clues. Now, in the metal markets, though, to my chagrin, I mean, silver has just romped here today. 7.11, that must be up at least 40 cents here. Now, I like to consider myself one of the bigger bulls of silver around, and I'm a very long-term bull, and I've played this aggressively this year, but I've wimped out here since getting back from my holiday, chopped out the long position, the remaining long position that I hadn't baby steps taken profits on. Well, that was a good decision, because silver came thumping back down, but then when I chopped my long, I chopped my buy orders below, and that was the mistake, because I would have picked up some nice cheap silver, and I've seen it promptly romp right back up to today's levels, which are a bit of a breakout. I had, having seen it accelerate up and then come down yesterday with a bit of a thump, I considered that to look like it was, you know, the rally was over for a while. But remember, always back the latest dynamic, and today's dynamic is quite powerful in here. Now, I'm not going to chase after this thing, but if you're there, and I know a number of subscribers, when I chopped my silver position and cut the buy orders and the bids, lower bids, and in hopes that it would go lower still, I know I got a number of emails from you people who said you thought I was a little bit too negative on that, and how right you were. And I hope that you're still there and have really coined it. Well, you will have if you've stayed there. Other metals pretty firm. Gold back up to 418.55. Big rally on palladium in here today, 225, and it's still range bound overall. But the silver performance really is outstanding in here today. And if I look at some of these other metals, well, a little bit of a mixed bag. I see zinc's down a wee bit, but it's had a phenomenal run recently. Copper down just a tiny bit in the on the LME price, but it's only $1 U.S. copper, pretty much unchanged. So nothing much on the downside. Just sort of firm tone generally, with as I say, silver really winning the awards on today's performance. Now, what about some of these? Well, to stick to the other industrial commodity, natural gas, a huge move here today. But I already mentioned that, and you can see that on the chart. And it moved even higher than that level that you'll see. Now, coffee, UK coffee's bounced, but not enough to qualify as an upward dynamic and a downside failure. It's rallied back up to 6.43, helped by a rebound of nearly 2 cents in the U.S. Coffee price. These grains are a little bit better in corn, although it backed off the high at 2.06. So it's closed up 1.75. This is losing downside momentum. I feel pretty strongly that the next big move will be on the upside, but it's still in drift mode, as are the soybeans. Cheap down here, and I'm still toying with the idea of adding to my corn position. Again, as I said before, the safer move would be to wait until we see an upward dynamic, a good clear technical signal, and then to go in if you like trading, that sort of thing. Have an excellent evening. Oh, one last thing. Just say that apologies for the typos that went out in yesterday's reports. I mean, really, leaving the U out of Boulder, what a disastrous clanger. I was appalled, and my thanks to several of you who had pointed that one out. Very embarrassing. Proofing your own copy, particularly if you're in a hurry or a little bit tired, is hazardous. But since I tend to do the late shift here, that is sometimes the case. Hopefully it's better today. Good night.